This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Throughout the coronavirus pandemic, the state has tried to reduce the risk for people experiencing homelessness by providing funding for hotel rooms. Some have been reluctant to accept help. But as FM89's Laura Satsui reports, a team of physicians and medical students in Tulare County are trying a different approach, using healthcare to connect people to housing.
Vera Miles has lived under the trees along the Tule River in Porterville for 5 years. The 60-year-old shares the space with her partner. She says she's not worried about getting the coronavirus.
I think we're safer down here than anywhere, actually. And with this going on, I'd rather be here.
But living outside is hard. Miles has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, and asthma. And in a pandemic, it may feel safer, but it is dangerous, says Dr. Omar Guzman.
There's no access to water. I mean, no one's wearing masks. Even if you wore a mask, if they don't change it, it just becomes a nidus for infection anyway. They can't wipe down their encampments.
He's out here offering healthcare to people like Miles. Guzman runs Kauai Delta Medical Center's street medicine team. He, along with volunteer physicians and medical students, go out every other week to homeless encampments throughout Tulare County. On this day, Guzman tells the team this work is like making house calls.
No one's waiting for it to be seen. There's no line, okay? So spend time and talk to the patient, figure out a little bit about them, you know, really make that patient-doctor connection that you guys were supposed to be doing, right? All right, any questions? No, we're good? All right.
And with that advice, 15 people grab intake forms and start walking along the river. Street Medicine's mission is to meet people where they are, providing preventative care. It's been done in Los Angeles and San Francisco, and some studies show it works to reduce the time and money spent treating homeless people in the emergency room. As we walk, doctors and students call out.
Anybody here? Hello? We're with Street Medicine. Is anybody around? Anybody here need to see a doctor?
Diana Trumbull says street medicine was one of the reasons she chose Kauai Delta for her residency.
My name is Diana. I'm one of the second year emergency residents at Kauai. And then one of the medical students is going to be following me. But no, this is new for me, so it'll be interesting.
After 40 minutes of looking for tents hidden along the riverbank, Trumbull meets Holly Bella, who tells her she needs some antibiotics.
Believe it or not, I had a pair of channel lock stuck in my leg.
Oh no.
The 55-year-old Porterville native points to a scarred spot just above her ankle. She says she went to the hospital when she was injured, but lost the antibiotics after getting treatment.
I tried to keep it real clean, you mean?
Yeah.
Keep it clean and stuff. And I did have one of those cast boot things on.
Oh, okay.
But that thing was so damn big.
I know.
It was like just gigantic.
Trumbull pulls an antibiotic from a backpack stocked with medications. An attending physician from Kauai Delta signs off on the prescription. It takes 10 minutes.
You're going to do one pill twice a day.
Okay.
For just the 7 days.
Trumbull tells Bella that Kauai Delta is testing for COVID-19 further up the river. Bella says she'll check it out and the team moves on.
Yes, thank you very much.
No,
thank you.
Problem.
God bless you guys.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Yeah.
By the end of the morning, the group reconvenes. Only a few people accepted medical treatment. In larger cities like Visalia or Tulare, sometimes the team talks to 30 or 40 people. Veronica White is a housing navigator with the King's Tulare Homeless Alliance, and she's out on the river today too. She says many of the people here are reluctant to accept help.
The client that has COPD, she's always been very closed to services. She never really wanted to come out to talk to any of us. And I think it was her husband who convinced her to meet with a doctor, and that opened up the door to be able to talk to her about our Project Room Key and our housing programs.
She's talking about Vera Miles, the woman we heard from earlier, who's lived out here for 5 years. It helps to have the medical team, says White. They can offer immediate care, whereas housing involves paperwork. But sometimes it becomes clear to patients that housing improves their health. Here's Omar Guzman again.
We were able to house two of our patients that were in a big need of housing because they're getting to the point where they're going to be hospitalized. I think they'll probably, if they were to remain out here, would have been hospitalized within the next 48 hours.
Guzman says the team will be back in a month or so. Soon, Street Medicine will have a weekly outreach to get more people preventative care, and if they're open to it, connect them to housing. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in Porterville.